you ever heard of the MIB?
No.
No, I don't mean the movie Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. I am more referring to the MIB that handles insurance risk assessment. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. So what is the MIB? Well, the MIB is another way of saying the Medical Information Bureau. And the Medical Information Bureau is an organization that documents your health condition and medical intervention over time for the purpose of using that information in insurance actuarial calculation for your participation and risk. I recently had a medical checkup, and not only was that information a great improvement over my prior health history, but trust me, the MIB was promptly informed of my data as well. Honestly, this alone is a top reason not only for me to attend to stewardship of my body, but for me to help you do the same. You see, taking care of ourselves has an incredible impact beyond our quality of life experience, beyond our life expectancy. Taking care of ourselves impacts greatly beyond our self-image and our mood. And while all these things are absolutely impacted by our health quietly also impacts our money behind the scenes as well. Some of you may remember that I'm a licensed insurance agent. I recall one day visiting a client, and I had to deliver the bad news to a parent of a four-year-old that no insurance was being provided to their child due to the pre-existing documented health condition over the course of 4 years. She was trying to insure herself and add her children on, but this four-year-old had already racked up a long record of health issues and treatments, and insurance companies considered him a very high risk and refused to add him to her policy. This is one reason why Obamacare was so well received by the desperately ill. You see, prior to Obamacare, those who needed medical care the most, those who burdened the health system the most, if they weren't poor enough to qualify for government health care, they had almost zero access to health and even life insurance. Because the MIB was warning all potential insurance agencies to stay away from these people, and those that chose to insure them would offer it at the highest price point, which made it highly unlikely that they would ever pay, or if they did pay, would be able to continue their coverage over time. Now, honestly, there is a need to address this gap. The gap of people who are not so poor that they qualify for government coverage. They have some kind of income, but not enough to take care of all the demands of their health needs. So there is a need for that, but I'm not going to debate the Obamacare issue, guys, because this debate gets very heated when the well are asked to pay for the unwell, especially the unwell who refuses to make any effort to contribute to their own health and healing. So many people are praying to God for healing, for an improved health, yet they continue to consume unhealthy things. They don't stop eating the sugar, they don't stop eating the fat, they don't get out of their beds and move, they don't participate in their healing. Guys, healing is not just magic, okay? Prayer, faith, healthy choices, creating as best as possible a toxic-free environment, reducing your stress are ways that we can participate in our own health and healing. Your health truly impacts your wealth, and taking care of yourself is a solid investment at so many levels. like any good investment, there should be a positive rate of return on whatever it is you have invested. And one way to measure a positive rate of return is in dollars. And sometimes health is taken for granted until it costs a lot of dollars to restore that health. And by the time that negative impact on our finances kicks in, we've had incredible loss of income due to illness, injury, or maybe even an early death of a loved one who's a breadwinner. And at that point, it's too late for us or our loved ones to escape the tragedy that follows from that situation. Taking care of you is a solid investment at so many levels. Now, I've become known as a speaker who finds a money trail in any topic because, honestly, there is a money trail in every topic. So I'm over here at In His Image Fitness because I felt I had to. I felt compelled to move into the space of wellness as an urgent response to everything that I do. It truly is hard to help myself and others become profitable stewards and not address the things that God has put under our control and evaluate how good of a job we're doing of managing it. And I'm talking about the things that God has put under our control are things like our body, which is a depreciating asset. How well are you taking care of that? Your mind, which is a renewable asset. Are you learning or are you, you know, not learning and just allowing your mind to go to waste? That's a renewable asset. Then time, tick tock, tick tock. That's a non-renewable asset. And some of you are procrastinating your brilliance and your success away. And last of all, that unique component that God has given each of us that makes us uniquely special in this world, it is a combination of all these things that God has put under our control that helps us generate, cha-ching, the money that we're all looking for and the quality of life and lifestyle that we want. It's all good and well to pay attention at the end result, but what about the other side of the equation, guys, the other side that we control? Money and profit are an end result, and often an end result of being a profitable steward. So I'm a trained paralegal, and one of the favorite aspects of my paralegal training and work was the area of wills, trust, and probate. That course of study excited me because money moves mountains. Money moves mountains. I'm sure you've heard it said, money talks. I want to believe that this phrase, money talks, comes straight out of the Bible because Ecclesiastes 10 verse 19 says, money has an answer for everything. Money has an answer for everything. Money truly talks. I see legacies being created, managed to a profit, and distributed all the time. And this is a process that I'm participating in myself. And a major handicap, hurdle and hiccup to the quality of life we have right now and our ability to generate wealth is your health. My own health could have been in jeopardy because it was being ignored. You see, my family history that has been handed down to me and inside of me is potentially already encoded in my DNA with diabetes, kidney stones, high blood pressure, prolapsed heart valves as some of the main concerns. The fact is that life can throw curveballs at us, such as accidents, abuse, and other victimizations that create an already high chance of us having impacts to the quality of our life on earth. We don't need to add to that as well. Poor health usually equals poor money. And I was personally challenged to move into the idea of stewardship of the body, to add that to my conversation, just because money and stewardship alone just from the side of money was not a true comprehensive approach to stewardship from a biblical perspective. That's how InHisImageFitness.com came to be. We need to pour loving self-care into ourselves, which is what I started doing, pouring loving self-care into myself to help me potentially delay, dilute, and maybe even delete some of the health challenges that I've already seen displayed in my family that could potentially come my way. I don't have to be a helpless victim of circumstance. I don't have to simply wait for my family DNA to catch up with me and then accept the end result like a victim with no resources. Pouring loving self-care into yourself can help delay, dilute, and maybe even delete future health challenges. That decisive action has truly helped turn my health around. Other than my anemia, which I have under good control with nutrition, natural supplements, and exercise, at this point in my 50 years of life, I have no negative health diagnosis on my record, and I intend to keep it that way as much as is possible for me. This is even more important with each passing birthday and the fact that the MIB is busy reporting everything to the insurance actuaries. Health truly impacts wealth, and you would truly be wise to consider this fact and take better care of you. And while you're at it, get insurance as quickly as you can. Waiting is not always a good financial decision because later instead of sooner may impact your ability to even access insurance or get it at any kind of affordable price. So I have four action steps for you to get you moving along. Number one, consider your health a top priority right now and pour loving self-care into your daily routine. Number two, can I encourage you to ditch faded, torn, and poorly fitting clothing out of your wardrobe? Honestly, guys, wearing clothing like that tends to negatively impact your confidence level and the way you are received by others in the world around you, which can absolutely impact your money because that may stop you from getting the promotion and so forth. Number three, get accountability and resources that help you have zero excuse to include fitness and nutrition in your life. I can absolutely help you with the having zero excuse options. Guys, just simply connect with me and I will share those with you. Also, number four, I encourage you to connect with me for your free consultation about how to add stewardship into your life and make stewardship a component of how you go forward in managing your health and your financial affairs. Trudy Bearman here. I am truly super simple to find over at trudybearman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.